KNQ4LOO, Tal. How you doing, bro?
Hey, Tal. Just heading down to Lowe's.
Hear you. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been a Kerchunker troll that's been coming on a lot lately. And apparently a lot of people are getting upset about it, and I'm one of them, to be honest with you. But he is a he, because he came up there like that. But anyway, he feels like he's not going to get caught, but he tried to do it after I caught him out a little bit earlier, but he went away real quick. Anyway, it's good to hear your voice, brother.
As a very old-timer that I am, you don't acknowledge them because everything they do is recorded and everything they do can be tracked instantaneously within a few milliseconds. And if it continues, he'll be contacted. But the rule on the ham radio is kind of it's not a written rule. Is to avoid. Don't acknowledge them. We've had worse. Just talk right over the top of them because they usually got a handy talking, some kind of a peanut whistle. They ain't got much more to do with their time, so they're blithering idiots. The first one we had on here was a pedophile on top of that and picked on the children. And so the best way to do is just talk over them and don't pay any attention to them. If you acknowledge them and they know they're having fun with you, they'll just keep on doing it. And a lot of the problem also is the repeater. But if you heard this guy, I'm sure you're correct. But the repeater, for some reason, does a lot of kerchunking. Some of it was up there on the other side of Lyman Lake at a police station or a fire station, we don't know which, but or the manager of the repeater knows, but I could hear them, and it was like a sheriff's department or something like that. But the best, information I can give you is just don't acknowledge them. Don't try to talk to them. Just talk right over them because you got a lot better signal than they do, and I do too.
I'm not sure by that time because somehow or another he was able to override my signal. Either, I can't remember if it's, I think it might have been yesterday or the day before, with some kind of tone, and it drowned out everything from the person that was also complaining about it. Acknowledge that too. He's like, yeah, it's louder than your signal and it drowns yours out. I can tell you're trying to talk, but whatever they were doing, it's like some kind of weird noise. Like a
noise. Way down that time, Tal. But just avoid him. That's all you can do. If he knows you're annoying him, you'll keep doing it. I don't give a darn because they can't sit there 24 hours a day. So just talk over him and let it go. And the tone you were hearing is a telephone DKMF tone that strike on your microphone. I know up in Kansas, we can dial over the telephone using touch tones through the repeater. And you can do that down here if you know how, but I never did try it. But those tones are exceedingly loud. There's not much you can do about it. But like I said, avoid him, Tal. I got to run. I've arrived at my destination, so I'll talk to you later. And 0TR clear.
Tom, 0TR, it's very good to talk to you. And apparently you were cracking up at the very last minute here, too. But yeah, I think that guy, he's obviously somebody that knows what he's doing. He's just trying to have a little fun. He's got nothing better to do with his life other than to interfere with the repeater and try to, for lack of better words, just tie it up.
Terrible that time. times, Al. I don't know if you moved or what you're talking on, but it was bad. And it's no problem to interfere. It's just a problem if you get caught, and it's very expensive. And you can do that with a $50 bounty handy talkie. It's a shame that they let those Chinese sell them here, but they do. And some people start out on them, and there's a good part to them, too. But the bad part is any idiot in the world can get one. And so, like I said, avoid it. I'm out of the car, so I'll talk to you later. Yeah, Gerald T.R.
Com 2730B, and I've been sitting in the same spot, and I have not moved for an hour and a half. But, yeah, you're sounding worse, too, so apparently they got some kind of interference device. Anyway, KQ4LOO, it's good talking to you, brother. I'll be standing by.